This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. At any given time of the year, there are anywhere between 115,000 and 135,000 active military men and women serving the armed forces from the state of Texas. These men and women are stationed across the globe. But the individual is often forgotten about when it comes to people whose lives are affected by military life are the children. Tens of thousands of kids who've watched as their parents get deployed into dangerous conflict zones. But who's watching out for those young people? Well, joining us now, Richard Lardner. He is one of three Associated Press reporters who've been looking into the issue of hundreds of military kids who've been sexually abused annually. Richard, how'd you come across these numbers? Was the Defense Department willing to hand them over, or did you have to file a Freedom of Information request? What exactly?
Well, we did a story back in November that looked more broadly at the incidents of child sexual assault committed by service members. And the military dependents were a subset of that. But when we started working on this story, we asked for data that the department had on military dependents and incidents of abuse. And the results are what were in today's story.
Ultimately, what does it show? Do you see patterns? Is there an alarming number here? How would you characterize what you found?
Yeah, and it's still hard to know, and part of this is there isn't a lot of transparency into the military's legal system. So it is a bit difficult to step back and assess what the broader context is. Is this, you know, are these numbers greater than the national average? They're probably not. Our research previously showed that incidents of child sexual abuse are generally higher in the civilian, broader civilian population than they are in military circles. That said, it's hard to make direct comparisons.
Basically, we're talking about military dependents, just to be clear, because we don't know, for example, what the numbers might be when you're looking at child sex abuse as it relates to young people who may not have connections with the military proper. We're just talking about military dependents.
That's correct.
Why does the Pentagon know about this subset and not about the larger issue?
That's a good question, and I don't. You know, they keep track of cases that that involve military dependents only. We're still trying to get a better understanding of why DOD, what the limitations are, what the reasons are for why DOD tracks military dependents and not these other cases in which service members may have committed an offense, but it's outside of the military legal system.
But let's put this together. We have now a set of numbers. We're talking about hundreds of cases in which children of in which military dependents are involved. But you also have this investigation that the AP published in November showing that more inmates are in military prisons for child sex crimes than for any other offense. So why is it that there's such opacity? Why is it that people don't seem to be able to figure out or at least talk openly about how much of a problem this might be in the military, the abuse of children?
Yeah, and until Congress ultimately really comes down and on DOD and tells them to be more open and tells them that they need to exercise the same sort of transparency that the civilian courts do, I don't think it's going to happen. The DOD system is opaque. It's antiquated. It's grown up being used to keeping its records to itself. When you ask for records, it tells you to go through the FOIA process, which is, I'm sure you know, is lengthy and doesn't always produce what you're asking for, or you get records that are heavily redacted. That's the way the system is, and DOD is currently, they told us a couple months ago that they are considering changes that would increase transparency in their legal system. We've yet to see those. I don't know how extensive they would be. But again, I don't think anything will change significantly until Congress, you know, writes into law that you are now required to do X, Y, and Z. I think that's probably what it will take to get some degree of or degree of transparency that would be similar to what we're used to in the civilian court system.
Well, right now there's evidence, at least partial evidence, which suggests that there may be a problem in the military when it comes to child sex abuse.
Well, certainly we should know more. I think that's the bottom line. I think that the more transparency there is, the more we can understand whether there is a problem.
Richard Lardner is part of a three-person team at the Associated Press, which has been looking into hundreds of military kids sexually abused annually. Richard, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.